Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeremy Hermida. Batting third. The first baseman, Jorge Cantu. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Wes Helms. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dan Ugla. Batting sixth. The DH, Luis Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Cody Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Trenner. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Alfredo Amezaga. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Ricky Nolasco. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The left fielder, Ryan Sweeney. Batting third. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Hanahan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rajay Davis. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dana Eveland. And now, play ball. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hermida hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Ramirez steals third. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cantu is hit by the pitch. Wes Helms batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Cantu moves to second. It's 1-0, Marlins. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ugla strikes out. Two outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hanahan scoops it up and throws to first, with Eveland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cantu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cust for the out. Ellis moves to third. Sweeney moves to second. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chavez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ross. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Ellis scores. Sweeney scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Crosby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ugla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hanahan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Treanor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Treanor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Alfredo Amezaga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Amezaga bunts towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to third. Treanor moves to second. One out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ramirez is hit by the pitch. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hermida is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermida hits a line drive towards third. Chavez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Cantu, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cantu is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cantu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Ramirez moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Marlins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Suzuki strikes out. One out. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field. Amezaga settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Helms strikes out. One out. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ugla is 0-for-1 in the game. Ugla hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Marlins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cantu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sweeney for the out. Ellis moves to second. One out. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cust is 0-for-1 in the game. Cust strikes out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Chavez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chavez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Treanor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Matt Treanor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Treanor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Treanor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Amezaga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Amezaga is 0-for-0 in the game. Amezaga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Amezaga. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Amezaga steals second. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ramirez is one for one in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Ramirez takes first base on ball four. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hermida is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermida hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amezaga moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. Jorge Cantu batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cantu is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cantu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amezaga scores. Ramirez moves to third. Hermida moves to second. It's Marlins, 2, Athletics, 2. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Robert Andino now playing center field. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Ross. Crosby reaches second base with a double. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanahan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hanahan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crosby moves to third. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Suzuki hits a line drive into center field. Andino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crosby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Cantu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 0 for 2 in the game. Ugla takes first base on ball 4. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Marlins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cantu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ellis for the out. One out. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cust is 0 for 2 in the game. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Matt Treanor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Treanor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Treanor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robert Andino is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Andino hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hanley Ramirez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Marlins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cantu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crosby for the out. 2 outs. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hanahan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hanahan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeremy Hermita is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hermita is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermita strikes out. Suzuki drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hermita out. 1 out. Brad Ziegler now pitching. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cantu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cantu hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ziegler fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wes Helms, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Marlins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Andino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Ross. Davis reaches second base with a double. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cantu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Alan Embry now pitching. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Uggla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Uggla hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hanahan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonzalez for the out. Two outs. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Marlins, 3, Athletics, 3. Matt Trenor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Trenor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trenor hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Reynel Pinto now pitching. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sweeney strikes out. One out. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 0-for-3 in the game. Cust strikes out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cantu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chavez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Houston Street now pitching. Robert Andino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andino is 0-for-1 in the game. Andino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hermida is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hermida is walked intentionally. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cantu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cantu hits a pop-up towards first. Hanahan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ramirez moves to third. Hermida moves to second. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ugla is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ugla hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Sweeney. Ugla reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. Hermida scores. Helms goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Marlins. Chad Gaughton now pitching. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin Gregg now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hanahan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hanahan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cantu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hanahan for the out. Crosby moves to second. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosby scores. It's 6-4, Marlins. Carlos Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Suzuki moves to second. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Suzuki moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cantu scoops it up and throws to first, with Greg covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.